Good morning. Today's Amud, today's Daf, is Daf Yud Gimel, 13 Menachos, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday in Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis in 12b, at the Mishnah. It's about two-thirds of the way down the page. We're continuing discussing how a person can make pigol out of a mincha. And again, it's in place. I want to make sure that we get this. I may not have been as clear yesterday as I should have been in terms of what's necessary to make pigol. I know that afterwards we had to clarify a few things. But again, it's going to be very important for today's shiur to understand that there are different avodos that are done in the process of a karbon which are called a matir. Matir, literally, the literal translation of the word matir means to untie. And we use the word matir, mutter, heter. They're all different words, different words which are describing untying something. Either it's a verb, or it's describing something which already is untied, something which is mutter. It's untied because your hands are untied, it's permissible. If you are mutter something, that's the verb, that's the action of untying it. So when you go to the Rav and ask him a question, can I do the following? And he says, yes, it's okay. He was matir you. He untied you. He permitted you to do it. If it is mutter, it means it's untied. It's mutter to be done. Now, in the process of a karbon, there is an order of how things are done, and you cannot get to step two before passing step one. So, in essence, what you're doing by step one is untying your ability to get to step two. So just to talk in terms of an example. A karbon, the most important part of a karbon is the zrikas adam, spraying the blood on the mizbeach. Now why is the person going to say as follows? The most important part of a karbon is to spray its blood on the mizbeach. We'll take an IV line, we'll put it into the animal, we'll pull out some blood, and we'll spray the blood on the mizbeach. We'll have a zrikas adam. The answer is that you cannot do the zrika. The zrika is meaningless without the shechita. You need to first slaughter the animal. Now, the shechita is necessary, obviously, because you need to eat the animal. So you can't eat an animal. It's not a kosher animal. It's not a kosher karbon without a shechita. What I'm pointing at here is that the shechita is not merely a way of getting the blood out. The shechita is matter you to move to the next step. The shechita allows you to proceed to the next step in the karbon. That's called a matir. It's matir the following steps. The zrika, when you do the zrika sadam, that allows you to burn the emurim that have to be burned on the mizbeach and to eat the karbon. So each step is called a matir. It permits you to go further in the process of the karbon. Every step which permits you to go to the next step is significant. All these significant steps are since they hold significance in the process of the hakrava, of the offering of this karbon, since they are significant, if you were to mess up one of these steps, you messed up a significant role of the karbon, and therefore becomes pasul. That's what we're discussing in our Mishnayos. Now, in Zvachim, when we're dealing with animal offerings, the karbonos of animals, so the four basic avodas that took place were shechita, slaughtering the animal, kabbalas adam, which is accepting the blood inside the vessel, and then there is holacha, walking the dam to the right place, and then there is the zrikas adam, which is spraying the blood on the mizbeach. Those are the four main components of a karbon, and if a person were to have inappropriate thoughts during any one of those avodos, then the halacha would be, the karbon would be pasul. Now we discussed that there are some opinions that say that certain parts of, certain ones of those avodas are not always necessary. Halacha, if you were to shech the karbon near the mizbeach, you would not necessarily need to walk the blood there. But we're going to discuss that. But again, in a mincha, we have four avodas which are similar. There is the kmitza, which is equal to the shechita. And then there is the Kiddush Kli, which is similar to Kabbalah. We're going to discuss that also at greater length. There's taking the Kometz after you take a komets of the mincha and you put it into the vessel, that's similar to Kabbalah. Then there's the halacha of bringing it to where it needs to go. And then there is the burning it, the haktara, the offering it up on the mizbeach, which is similar to the zrika. And if at any one of those times, a person will have a machshava, an intention of either eating it at the wrong time or in the wrong place, that would in turn make it pigul. That was yesterday's discussion. The Mishnah continues over here in Daf Yud Beis and Mebeis, about two-thirds of the way down, 12b, Lechol kechatzi zayis, lehakter kechatzi zayis, kosher, shein achila v'aktar betzdar. Mishnah writes that if a person has intention at the time that he is, let's just say, he's taking off the kmitza, he's taking out his handful of the flour from the karban mincha, and at that time he says, you know what, I'm going to eat a half a kezias, the absence of the size of a kezias, a half of a kezias tomorrow, which is out of the time frame when you're supposed to eat it, as well I will burn half a kezias of the komets tomorrow. What's the halacha? So again, pigul needs to be thought, when you think about pigul, it has to be on a full kezias. But here what he did was, he had a chatzi, a machshava, an intention on one half a kezias to burn it and one half a kezias to eat it, both of them out of the time frame when it's supposed to be burnt or eaten. Says the Mishnah, the carpet is kosher, the pigul does not take effect because you cannot combine eating and burning of the carbon. Says the Gemara, Taima de lecho lahakter. Mishnah explained to us the reason. The reason why there's no pigul is because what he's doing is he's combining eating and burning of this carbon. You cannot combine those two things. Halecho v'lechol davar she'en darko lechol mitzdari. The Gemara takes a little bit of a leap over here. Gemara says, okay, the only problem was that one part of this carbon is being eaten and one part is being burned. Let's say I would combine two different parts of the carbon, both of them being eaten by a human being. Except, I thought about something which wasn't supposed to be eaten. What is that? A komets. Right? Normally the pigul would be, I think I'll eat the shirayim, the leftover after the komets is taken off, I'll eat that out of its time frame. But what if I would say I'll have a half a kezias of the shirayim tomorrow, and another half a kezias of the komets. I'll eat the komets tomorrow. That's the davar she'ein darko lechol. You're not supposed to eat the komets. But it seems that would indeed make the carbon possible. It would disqualify the carbon because ultimately I'm combining two parts of a carbon that are eaten, even though one half is not supposed to be eaten. Gemara says that's a problem. That can't be. Vakatani Resha, in the Mishnah we learned yesterday, that long Mishnah, one of the halachas that were written over there were, there has to be lechol davar shadarko lechol, ulahakter davar shadarko lahakter, which implies, it's actually pretty clear, davar shadarko lechol in, shein darko lechol lo. So in other words, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that what we're deriving from our Mishnah here seems to be in stark contrast to the Mishnah we learned yesterday. Because it seems like the only problem would be if I combine a thought of eating and burning. If I combine the thought of eating and burning, that would disqualify the karma. However, if I combine the thought of eating half of something which is normal to be eaten by a human being, and half a kezias of the part of the carbon which is not supposed to be eaten, it would be fine. Yes, as Misha said, that's not good. In other words, not good meaning, it's double negative, not good. It's not good pigul, which means it's a kosher carbon. Gemara says, you know what, you're right. Our Mishnah has to be a different opinion. Mantana, Amar Birmi Hamani Rabbi Lazarhi. You're right. Our Mishnah is disagreeing with the previous Mishnah. Yesterday's Mishnah says your pigul only takes effect if you thought about eating something which is normally eaten. then it will become pigel. Our mission says it become pigel even if you think about eating something which is not normally eaten out of its time frame. Hamani Rebbelazer he damar machashem mechilas adam lachilas mizbeach. Mechilas mizbeach, lachilas adam. He puts it into more of an understandable term. In other words, even though it's a davar she'ein darko leachol, even though it's something which is not normally eaten, it's really only not normally eaten by people. But it is eaten, consumed by the mizbeach. So Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion that you can combine the consumption of the mizbeach and the consumption of the human being, which means a person has a machshavah to eat a half as kezayis of the komets, and half a kezayis of the shirayim, that would indeed disqualify the carbon and make it pigel. And he continues the tan hakamat to semicha lechol darvish ein darku lechol lahakter darvish ein darku lahakter kosher. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, because you can't combine the part of the carbon which is normally eaten by people with the part of the carbon which is not normally eaten by people. Rabbi Lezer poso. Lezer indeed says yes, you have good pigel here, which means the carbon is going to be pasul. So that's the Gemara's first teretz. A pretty simple, straightforward teretz. You're right, our Mishnah seems to imply that if a person has a machshava to eat both the komets and the shirayim at the wrong time, even though the komets is not normally eaten, nevertheless, it would be pigel, because it's going within the shita of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can be mitzarif, you can combine the eating of the mizbeach and the eating of the person to create one whole kezayis of pigel, which would disqualify the carbon. Obviously, the Gemara doesn't really like this tarot so much, because it's not so easy just to create a machlokas between two consecutive mishnayos without any mention of it. We don't want to have a dispute between two mishnayos, which likely really was one long mishnah, and you're just going to have one line in the mishnah, which is not within the same opinion of the first Mishnah. So therefore, Abaya says, Abaya Amar Filo Tamar Abana. No, we have to really understand that maybe our Mishnah would indeed fit with the opinion of the Rabbana. Lo Tema, in other words, don't make this diuk. All we did here was, we read a Mishnah, a very innocent Mishnah, and we made it diuk. We derived from the Mishnah halacha. What we derived from the Mishnah was that since it says that the problem, we have to be clear, when I say the problem here, the problem means that there's no pigel. The problem means that it's kosher. The problem with the pigel. Since the Mishnah says the problem with the pigel is that you cannot combine achila and akhtara, it must be that if you had two different types of achilos, then it would be fine. That was our diyuk. That's what we derive from the Mishnah. It says Abaya, "Lo tema halecha v'lecha darvish ein darko lecha." Don't take that leap. Don't make this diyuk and say that if you combine a machshava, an intention of eating a darvish ein darko lecha, which means the komets, just don't say that. Elaima halecha v'lecha darvish darko lecha. If a person would combine two different foods that you are supposed to eat, then it would be mitzdarif. In other words, if a person has a machshava on two different parts of the shirayim, on two different half kezayim, that indeed would make pigel. L'may kamash malan. What's it teaching us here? In other words, let me just be clear what it means. A person has a machshav on two half zesim of davar shtark lecha. A person has for example, the case would be, a person takes off the kmitza, and at the time that he takes off the kmitza, he's thinking, I'll eat a half a kezayis of the shirayim tomorrow, and another half I'll eat today, but I'll eat it in the wrong place. So what he did there was, he had a machshava, both parts are of the shirayim, they're supposed to be consumed by the human being. When I say human being, I mean as opposed to the mizbeach. But he only has a half a kezayis of a chutzlus mano and a half a kezayis of chutzlum komo. That indeed would be pigel. So Gemara says, what is that teaching me? Why is that such a novel chiddush? Let's say that very straight out. In other words, you don't have to go ahead and say, I understand from this Mishnah halacha. But halacha was written straight out. Halacha was very clear. It says in the Mishnah, lechol kezayis bachutz ukezayis lemachar. One kezayis outside of where you're supposed to, and one outside the time frame. Kezayis lemachar, kezayis bachutz. It just depends on different order. Kechatzi zayis bachutz, half a kezayis outside of the area where you're supposed to eat it. Kechatzi zayis lemachar, and a half a zayis tomorrow. Kechatzi zayis lemachar, kechatzi zayis bachutz. Possible. In other words, the Mishnah says very clearly that if you combine two half zaysim of something that you're supposed to eat, just one was an intention of eating it out of the boundaries of where you're supposed to eat it, and one of them was out of the time frame when you're supposed to eat it, it's possible. In other words, you have good, bona fide pigle here. So it's clear in the Mishnah. Ba'im bo karis. There won't be any karis because karis only applies if you have one full zayas of chutz lizmano. But if you're going to have to get to your pigle by having chutz lizmano, that would not be a case of pigle that has karis. So hasulamali. What do we need this diuk for? What are you teaching me that wasn't written straight out in the Mishnah? See lecho v'lecho davar she'ein darko lecho kamash melon dimitztarif mireisha shamet mine. See, if you're telling me, so the way the Gemara is written is a little bit confusing because there's a lot of words that need to be fixed up. So you look at the side of tzon kadashim. He writes it as follows: Hasu lameli, ilecho v'lecho davar she'ein darko lecho mireisha shamet mina. If you're telling me the halacha of something which is not normally eaten, in other words, a person has a machshava and intention to eat the komets. You have to understand: a person has a machshava to eat the komets in the wrong time, in the wrong place. What he's thinking is really, it's nothing. It's an empty thought. You don't eat the komets, so that thought is problematic in and of itself. You don't eat the kumets. So really, it means absolutely nothing. So harish mishamene. We already know that halacha. Ilecho v'lecho davar shadarko lecho kamash mola demitzarav miseif hashamet mina. Dikatan echatzis zayis. In other words, either whatever you want to teach me from this mishnah, whatever your diak is telling me, we know it. Either you're going to tell me it is pigo or not pigo, but we know those halachas already. We go back to the gears of the Gemara. Ilecho lahakdir. If it's teaching me the halacha that you can't be mitzarif achila naktara miduka dereisha shamet mina, that we learned that from the beginning. Tehashta malechol belechol davar she'ein darko lechol amrit lo mitzarif. Now that you already taught me the halacha that you can't combine two different to even things that are eaten, if it's not something which is supposed to be eaten, you can't combine that to create pigol. So lecha lahakta mi boy. In other words, now the Gemara is just asking, so why do you have to teach me the halacha? If we already know that you can't be mitzarif two different things which are supposed to be eaten. So then, lecha lahak, do you have to teach me? Gemara says, in. Lecha lahak, tzrichale. Ultimately, the whole point of this Mishnah is just to teach me the halacha, that you can't be mitzarif, you can't combine something which is supposed to be burnt and something which is supposed to be eaten. Kosak tay de chamina. I would think, hasam hu de loiki orche kamachashiv. In other words, Rabbi is just pointing out is the chiddush of the Mishnah, even though we know that you can't be mitzarif two different types of achilas, if one of them is darash ein darkolech, it's not normally supposed to be eaten. The Mishnah is teaching me, again, just back up. If I would have thought to eat a half zayas of komets and half zayas of shirayim, it wouldn't be pigal. So why do you have to teach me that if I thought to burn a half a kizayas of komets and half a kizayas of shirayim would be pigal? It seems to be the same thing. Gemara's answer is no. I would say that since ultimately in the case of achila naktara, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, because ultimately I'm burning the komets and I'm eating the shirayim, I would say that yes, that would make pigal, despite the fact that one is achila, one is haktara, one is being eaten, one is being burnt. Comes along the Mishnah to teach me, no. The whole point of the Mishnah is to teach me that even though you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with each one, nevertheless, the pigal does not take effect because one is being eaten by the person, one is being consumed by the Mizbeach. Hadron Allah Kol Menachas. Now we're going to start the Perek HaKometz Simcha. So now, just as by way of introduction, there's two prakim called the HaKometz Simcha. One is referred to as a HaKometz Zuta, the shorter HaKometz, simply because it's shorter, about 4 pages long. And then the next one is a HaKometz Rava. It's got a lot more dafim in that Perek. So now we are starting the shorter one. It's really very much a continuation of the same topic. And the Mishnah starts as follows. A komets samincha. A person takes the kmitza of the mincha, and at the time that he takes the kmitza of the mincha, lechol shireha olahakter kumtza lamachar. He thinks, you know what? I'm going to eat the shirayim, what's left over from the carbon, from after the komets, I'll eat that tomorrow. Or you know what? Maybe I'll just burn the komets tomorrow. I'm supposed to burn the komets today. I'll burn the comments tomorrow. Moda Rabbi Yossi Bazeh Shehu Pigal. Strange line. The Mishnah starts off telling me Rabbi Yossi agrees that that case is going to be pigal. So we'll have to understand what the Mishnah means. How do you start off a statement by saying someone agrees? Where was the dispute to start with? So we're going to see the dispute comes from the end of the Mishnah. The reason why the Mishnah needs to mention this, the Gemara is going to explain to us. And it not only is a pigal, it's real, bona fide pigal, there's karis. Again, a person does the komets, which is tantamount to the shechita. He does the komets and he thinks, you know what, I'll burn it tomorrow, or I'll eat the shirayim tomorrow. Pigal v'chiyav v'nam karis, it's pigal, and it's chayav karis. L'hakta levon nasa l'machar, the person has in mind at the time of the kmitza to burn the levona tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi Omer, pasul v'ein bo karis. It's pasul and there's no karis. Again, so just a reminder of the process. The mincha happens, he takes the komets out of the mincha. The komets is burnt. Again, we learned a few days ago that what happens is they have the flour, they'll pour the lavona on top of it, and then they're going to move the lavona to the side because the kmitza cannot have lavona in it. So he moves the lavona to the side of the keli. He takes out a kmitza of only flour. That kmitza is burnt, and then they also take some Lavona out and they burn Lavona on the Mizbeach. So now, if he thinks at the time that he's doing the Kmitza, I will burn the Lavona tomorrow. In that case, Rabbi Yossi says, Pasul, the carbon is disqualified, it's Pasul. However, Vemo Karis, there is no Karis, it's not as strict as the case of having in mind to burn the Shirayim tomorrow or to burn the Komets tomorrow. V'chachamim Omrim. Chum disagree, they say pigal v'chayavon of karis. If a person has in mind at the time that he's taking the kmitza, he's going to burn the levona tomorrow, it's pigal and it's chayav karis. So amru lo, the chum continue with your statement. They said to Rav Yossi, mashina zeven azevach, why should this mincha be any different than a regular karbon? In other words, if at the time of the a person is shechting a karbon, the time the person is slaughtering a chatas, or any other carbon, he thinks, you know what? I'm going to spray the blood tomorrow. It would be pasul. Or I'll burn the emurim tomorrow, it would be pasul. Amar lehem, shazevach damai, ubesaray ve'emurav, echad, ulevona enam enam mincha. Rios makes a very dramatic statement, and he says, a carbon, all the different aspects of the carbon, the blood of the carbon, the meat of the carbon, the emurim, Well, the insides of the carbon, they're all one thing. They're all part of the carbon. However, Levona is not part of the Mincha. Levona is not part of the Mincha, and therefore, if a person's going to have an illegitimate thought about the Levona, it would not mess up the carbon.
You need it. It's not like frosting.
Yeah. Yes, we need it. It's necessary. The Gemara is going to explain on Yugimel Mabez what he meant by Enemina Mincha. So the Gemara says, the Gemara right away starts off with the Kasha. Lama li lemis moda b'yosi b'zu. Now the Gemara is really essentially asking the question, what do you mean? Why, if there's no machlokas, so why are we just mentioning b'yosi agrees here? The Gemara says, b'shun t'kaboy lemis ni seifa, lahak de levonos lemachar, b'yosi omar pasav e makaris, so mao de tema, tamid b'yosi b'shun t'kasavri mefagim chatsi matir, or fila reishanami kamash malan. So sorry, I just read a whole bunch of words all at once. I'll explain it now in greater detail. The Mishnah understood that if we just mention the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, it's very, very possible that we'll make a mistake in the understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to end up with an erroneous halacha. If we would have just started the Mishnah by the line which says, if I come with this mincha, and we would skip the first line and a half and write lahakter levonasa lemachar, if a person takes off the comets with intention to burn the levon and the frankincense tomorrow, and then say Rabbi Yossi says there's no karius there, I would say the reason why Rabbi Yossi said this is because he holds of a concept called ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. This is something which we have to get these terminologies down pat because it's going to come up a lot. It came up in Zvachim as well. But ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir means that a person needs to have the intention of pigel throughout the entire matir. In other words, that's what ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir means. We would have thought that's true. We would have thought that the reason for Rabbi Yossi is because he believes you have to have the machshava, the intention of pigel, throughout the entire matir. And that would have been a mistake. Therefore, what we said was, we preempt everything by saying, let me first tell you something. Rabbi Yossi says, he agrees if a person does the kmitza, hakometz the mincha lechol shirea, o lahakta kumetzu lemachar, in that case, Rabbi Yossi agrees. So then, in other words, the reason behind Rabbi Yossi is not because he is of the opinion of in fagim chatzim mater. In other words, we wanted to make sure you wouldn't think that. So just see that again inside. Ma'u de tema. I would have thought to say, I would have thought the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because he's of the opinion you cannot create pigel by only thinking about it in a half a matir. Afilu reisha nami. Even in the first case of lahakta levonasa lamachar kamash malan, that no, debahamoda, Rabbi Yossi agrees that if a person does the kamas almanas, on the condition to be makter the comets tomorrow, then it would have indeed been pigel. Okay, so now we have to figure out what indeed is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. If we just X'd out the reasoning of Deim Fagim Chatzim Matir, what is his opinion? So the Gemara continues. L'hak d'levonasun l'machar, if he has in mind to burn the Levona tomorrow, Biosi Omer Pasol Vein Makaris, the carbon is Pasol, and there is no Karis. Amar Ish Lakish. Amar Hayir Abiosi, Ein Matir, Mefagos Amata. Another very important terminology that you have to get down pat for the Sugya of Pigel. He says the reason for Abiosi is because one Matir cannot ruin another Matir. In other words, each one of these fundamental avodos in the process of the carbon are independent. You cannot ruin another one through a thought. Let's just take A, B, and C. If you have matter A, Matir B and Matir C, you cannot ruin Matir B with an intention in Matir A. One of them, about it. In other words, a kometz, if you want to ruin a kometz, you have to do the kometz. But at the time that you're taking the kometz, you think, I will spoil the kometz. I will burn the kometz tomorrow. In such a case, you would ruin it. But you can't take a kometz and say, you know what, I'm going to do this kometz with intention to ruin the Lavona. The two different parts of the carbon. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Your pigel needs to be, I'm being matter the carbon with this kometz, and I'm going to ruin the kometz.
You're going to be methago, or you're going to just make a fossil?
We're talking about, yeah, pigel.
So methago, so you have to have all three of them, essentially.
Well, one second. Rabbi Yossi still says the carbon's fossil.
Yeah.
But there's no karas. Whether it's a psalm midaraisa, psalm midrabanan, we'll see. It does become more clear in the Gemara. But ultimately, he holds it's going to be possible. But to create real bona fide pigal, you have to have a machshava in that matir for that matir. You cannot spoil one matir through another matir. Let's just look at Rashi for a second. In the third line of Rashi, Ein matir mefagel samatir. Ein avodas matir zeh. The avoda, the work of this matir kagon, kometz, moeles, doesn't work, lefagel matir ha'acher, to ruin another matir, which is the lavona. B'machshava shu mechashiv ha'lavona b'avodas kometz. In other words, cannot mix up the different avodas. The lavona is one matir, the kometz is another matir. You cannot ruin the lavona with your ill thoughts on your kometz. And the same thing is true with shnei bezich lavona. What is this? Again, shnei bezich lavona, these two spoons of lavona, frankincense, that set on the shulchan, they would burn them, and then afterwards the lechem upon him would become much to eat. Same thing is true there. If you have a thought about one spoon on the other one, you can't. In other words, it's a time that you're burning one spoon of Lavona. You say, I'll burn the next one tomorrow. That's not going to ruin it. Because they're two different material. Gemara asks the kasha, my v'chenat omer. Why do you need to reiterate what you just said? What was the importance of saying the same halacha a second time with a second example? Gemara says, "Ma'udatema." I would have thought to say, "Taimed Reb Yossi." The reason behind the opinion of Reb Yossi is the lavon mushum de lav mina de minchi, because, in other words, ultimately the real reason why Reb Yossi said that there's no pigel by kometz and lavona is because ultimately lavona is not really part of the mincha. Again, we'll define that soon. They're exactly the same thing, just two different spoons. I would say that maybe actually one spoon of the Lavona can ruin the other one. Kamash Malan, that even though they're both Lavona, they're both the same thing, they're just two different ones. Kamash Malan, that it still one cannot ruin the next. More challenge that Gemara says, Mimatz Amr Tamed Reb Yossi Belavona Lav Mishum De Lav Mina De Minchahi. In other words, now that we got here, that is the reason for Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi told us in the Mishnah the reason why there's no pigal from Kometz to Lavona is because the Lavona is not Mina De Mincha. It's not part of the Mincha. That's what he told us in the Mishnah. Vakatani Seifa, it says at the end of the Mishnah, Amru lo, Mashinza min hazevach, why is mincha any different than a regular carbon of an animal? Amar lahen, hazevach damo ubesar ve'murav echad. Rabbi Yossi told the Chachamim that in a carbon, the dam, the blood, the basar, the flesh, the murim, well, the insides of the carbon, they're all one thing. V'lavona einam in a mincha. Lavona is not part of the mincha. So how can you tell me that the two spoons of the frankincense are the same thing as kometz and levona? They're not. The two spoons, the shnei bezich levona on the shulchan, they are the same thing, and therefore they should be different. than a Kometz and Levana. Because clearly Rabbi Yossi tells us in the Mishnah that the reason why he says there's no pigel from Kometz to Levana is because Levana is not part of the Mincha. So it is indeed true. So what do you mean, V'chein at Omer b'shnei b'zichi Levana? Why are you telling me the halacha is the same by two spoons of Levana? It shouldn't be the same. Gemara says, "My enem in a mincha." You misunderstood this line of enem in a mincha. Enem in a mincha means eno beikuv mincha. It's not me'akev. It doesn't interfere with the mincha, which means the lav ki hechi de me'akev lu komatz l'shirayim. It's a little hard wording over here. If it's not the same as shirayim, which is that if you're not makter the kometz, you can't eat the shirayim. The kama delo mitzmis kater kometz. As long as the kometz is not burnt, lo mis achli shirayim, you cannot eat the leftovers. So hachanami makav lo levona. Tomorrow's really asking a question. Hold on a second. What does that mean? You're telling me it's not be'ik of mincha. What it means that the levona is eina mina mincha. What it means is that the levona does not. It does not affect, does not interfere with the carbon. Gemara says, what do you mean? If you're not makdeh the levona, you can't eat the shirayim. So what do you mean? You try to get yourself out of hot water, you put yourself into another pot of hot water. You said, it's not part of the mincha. Gemara says, of course it's part of the mincha. So what does it mean? No, it's not ma'akiv. It doesn't ruin the mincha. It does. If you're not makdeh the levona, you don't burn the levona, you can't eat the shirayim. Ela, what the Gemara means, by ena be'ikav mincha, what it means is, El ibay hay makter bereisha, the ibay hay makter bereisha. There's no particular order of which one has to be burnt first. You could burn the kometz first. You can burn the levona first. So rabbanon ki amrinon ein matir mefagel samatir. In other words, okay. So in other words, we've settled it. Well, at this point, we understand the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is the reason why there's no pigel in the second case is because you can't. You can't ruin one matir with another matir. And that we explain why he reiterated the halacha with Shnei Bezich Levona, because they're very much the same. Whereas, when it comes to the Kometz and Levona, they're not makiv each other. So, Rabbanon. Now, the Rabbanon said there is pigal. You can ruin a karbon by thinking at the time of the Kometz that you eat the Levona tomorrow. Rabbanon ki arminin ein matir fagel matir. When is this halacha true that one matir cannot disqualify another matir? Skip the parentheses. Hanimili hechad delo ikvu b'chad mana. That's only when they weren't put together in one keli. Avol hechad ikvu b'chad mana, where they are put together in one keli. For example, by karban mincha, the kometz and levona are all in the same keli. In such a case, kechadami, we consider them as one, and therefore the kometz can indeed ruin the levona. They are interconnected. Amar of Yanai, likit levona bezar pasul. If a levona takes the levona, if a zar, a non kohen, takes the levona out of the keli, then it's pasul. Again, what happened? They would do the kmitza on the flour, and then afterwards they would just take the levona out and they would burn it. Now what he's saying is a simple halacha. If a Yisrael took his hand and took the Levona out of the keli, he disqualifies it. He ruins it. The Gemara says, "My timer, what's the reason?" I'm Rav Yirmiya Mishum Halacha Naguba. Because he got involved in the Avoda of Halacha. There are four processes in the Hakrav of a Mincha. There's Kmitza, there's Kiddush Kli, there's Halacha, and there's Haktara. You do the kmitza, you take the handful, then you put it into the vessel, and then you will walk it, and then you'll burn it. So what he's saying is, when Yisrael takes the levona out of the bowl, what he did was, he did halacha. And he's explaining, Kosavar, he's of the opinion, halacha shlo berego shma halacha, bringing something closer to the mizbeach, even if he didn't actually walk it, but the fact that he brought it closer to the hakrava, that ruins it. Let's consider halacha. V'halacha bizar psula, having a zar, a non-kohen walk the carbon closer to the mizbeach, that ruins it. Amar of Mari afanana mitinin. We learned the same thing in the Mishnah. Zaklal kol hakometz one who does the kmitza, v'nosan mekeli, which is similar to the Kabbalah, v'hamolech, someone who does the halacha, v'amakdir, and one who burns it. Those are all the four processes of a karba. So bishlama kometz, we can understand kometz, hainu shochet, that's exact same, that's equal to shechita. That's the same process of shechita. Molech, walking it, hainu molech, it's walking it. Makdir, hainu zorek, burning it on the mizbeach, that's the same thing as spraying the blood on the mizbeach. Elanosim bekli, putting it in the keli, maika ovid, what did he do? If you're going to tell me that putting the comets into the keli is similar to Kabbalah, mitami, is it similar? In the case of Kabbalah, you check the animal. Naturally, what happens is the blood just sprays out of its neck and goes into the keli. Here, he's actually physically putting it in. Ella, the Gemara says, you know why it's similar? You're right. It's not Kabbalah, but it is so significant. You cannot have the carbon without doing it, so it's considered an avoda, even though it's not the same thing as Kabbalah. And our karchach mash v'leik a Kabbalah. We just make it like Kabbalah because it's so significant. So achanami kimed lo sagli lo avod la avoda chashuvihi al karchach mash v'leik kehalacha. It's the same thing when a czar takes the levon out of the bowl. Since it's so important for it to be done, we consider it to be halacha. Gemara says, "Lo, la'olam d'dami l'kabbalah." Really, putting the comets into the keli is similar to Kabbalah. With the kakash elachasim emelach kashakel, you're going to ask me by normal Kabbalah, the blood sprays on its own, and here the guy, the Kohen, actually has to physically put it into the keli. Hacha kashakel v'rami mechti tarvay kedushas klihu ma'ale emelach ma'ale shakel v'rami. Who cares? What's the difference? How it gets there? The point of Kabbalah is that the blood goes into a keli and gets sanctified inside that keli. So same thing. Well, who cares if the blood got in because naturally it's sprayed out of the neck or because you put it in? We'll stop here at the Mishnah for today. And Dr. Gimel Mabez. You're on tomorrow, right?
Why does it even matter? Like.